Offsite number two. The following week, just days after what quickly became known as the fire alarm meeting, the next Napa Valley session began. Catherine kicked off the event with her usual speech. We have more money, better technology, more talented and experienced executives, and yet we're behind our competitors. Let's remember that the reason we're here is to start working more effectively as a team. Catherine then raised a difficult topic, but in a tone that was as non-threatening as she could make it. I have a quick question for everyone. What, if anything, did you tell your people about the first off-site session we had? As hard as she tried, Catherine couldn't completely avoid creating an interrogation-like atmosphere in the room. I'm not here to pound on anyone. I just think we need to get clear on our behaviors as a team. Jeff went first. I didn't tell my people anything, not a single thing. The room laughed, because Jeff no longer had any direct reports. Mikey went next. I just said we did a bunch of touchy-feely exercises. She was trying to be funny, but everyone could tell that there was some degree of truth in what she was saying. No one laughed. Martin suddenly became defensive. If you have a problem with something we've done, then just tell us, because I'll admit right now that I had some pretty frank conversations with my engineers. They want to know whether we're wasting our time or not, and I think they're entitled to an explanation. And if that means violating some degree of confidentiality, then I'm sorry. The room was a little stunned by the uncharacteristic diatribe, which was both longer and more emotional than what they were used to from Martin. Catherine almost laughed. Whoa, whoa! I'm not mad at anyone here, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't have talked to our teams about the offsite. In fact, I should have been more explicit last time about our need to do so. Martin seemed relieved and a little embarrassed. Then Jan spoke. I probably told my team more than anyone else, and I'm guessing that one of them said something to you. Catherine felt as though she'd been caught by Jan. Well, in fact, it is one of your people who prompted me to ask this question. Mikey seemed to enjoy that Jan was being singled out. Catherine continued, but this isn't about you or anyone else in particular. I'm just trying to understand how things work in terms of confidentialities and loyalties. What do you mean by loyalties? Nick wanted to know. I mean, who do you all consider to be your first team? Not surprised by the confusion in the room, Catherine explained, this is not a lecture about maintaining confidential information, or at least that's not the focus of what I'm trying to say. It's beyond that. Catherine was getting frustrated by her own inability to articulate the issue. She resorted to bluntness. What I'm trying to ask you is whether you think this team is as important to you as the teams you lead, your departments. Suddenly, everyone seemed to understand, and they didn't seem comfortable with the true answers in their heads. Jan asked, so, you're wondering if we confide in our direct reports about things that we should be keeping between us here? Catherine nodded. Mikey responded first. I'm much closer to my staff than I am to this group here. I'm sorry, but it's true. Nick nodded. I'd probably say that's true for me, too, with the exception of the sales group I just took over. He thought about it. But I'd say that within a few weeks, I'll be closer to them than to this team.